In 1926, an officer at a transatlantic cable station in Prussia was walking the beach when he noticed a bottle bobbing. Inside, he found a piece of paper and a faded message in blue pencil. To whom it may concern, tell mother I died fighting. That message was written by John Lee of Halifax, Nova Scotia, a ship captain who'd been missing for almost 40 years. A message in a bottle. It intrigues. Sean Burkow of Falmouth, Massachusetts, is a former naval officer. Now he's a tall ship captain who loves messages in bottles. He's gotten 45 responses to the 250 he's tossed during his ocean voyages during the past 25 years. Captain Burkow, why do you do this?
For me, it's just the romance of the project. It ties together the human and scientific aspects. I've worked on school ships, and we teach about oceanography, and I find that this project bridges over between what the currents are doing, but also the human aspect.
So what do they write on the messages? What do you write on your messages?
I write that I'm captain of a school ship and that we're doing a drift bottle experiment. And I put in the position of the bottle where I launch it and also give it a number. And then I give it my email address and postal address and phone number. I finish it off just saying, you know, I'm excited to hear back from you and that there's a reward if they write back.
And what are some of the places you've got them back from?
I've had bottles float over to France and all through the Caribbean and Azores and the Cape Verde Islands into French Polynesia.
What's the reward, by the way, when they give it back to you?
That's varied. Mostly where I used to work with the Education Association, I would send a T-shirt or a mug or a ball cap. And then also one time a young couple, they were very cute, they asked for chocolate chip cookies.
Well, that's good. The state cookie of Massachusetts, by the way. But what do you think you're learning about the ocean?
One of the things I've learned is just sort of the fickleness of the ocean. One time in 2002, I had a group of school teachers aboard, and so we did a mass launching. Each teacher wrote a note, and so we launched 26 bottles all at the same moment. And of those 26, to my knowledge, 5 have been found. One bottle was found after 2.5 months, and another after 2.5 years, and the longest one after 5 years, and also in totally different locations. 2 went to the Carolinas, and 1 went to Bermuda, and a couple down to the Caribbean.
Well, you know, there are other bottles in the ocean that haven't been put there with your specific purpose. And I'm thinking of a story that we've heard about a man in England who found a message in a bottle and wrote back to the sender, "You may consider this some profound experiment on the path and speed of oceanic currents, but I have another name for it, litter." Do you ever worry about that?
I definitely worry about that. But for me, sort of the returns outweigh the impact.
Give me an example.
One of my bottles floated into the Canary Islands, and the gentleman who found it, he was an older gentleman, and he said he was in poor health, and he's like, "I'm towards the end of my life, but finding this bottle has really sort of made this experience." And he emailed back a note to me, and with it was attached a Google Earth picture showing where the bottle was found. And he also sent a picture of himself.
Kind of a reminder we're not alone.
Exactly. And one of the things I like about it is that it's not a sure thing. You invest in it when you throw the bottle out, you know, and you hope it'll be found. But I've thrown many bottles that weren't found, but I'm still excited that I've taken the effort to launch them out there.
That's Sean Burkow, a tall ship captain who also loves to drop bottles with messages into the ocean. Sean, Captain, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, the actor who won the other big award this past weekend, John Hawkes of The Sessions, here and now.